One business sector that is keeping a close eye on the immigration debate is the garment industry. The apparel business employs as many as 45,000 workers in Los Angeles County alone, and companies there are paying close attention to what's going on Capitol Hill. And NPR's Sonari Glinton has more.
In Los Angeles, the business of fashion is big. One of the heavyweights is American Apparel. Out of their factory near downtown Los Angeles, they make more than 40 million articles of clothing each year. Hermias Pablo gave me a tour of the factory.
For example, we start to sew the sleeves, and then the sides, the hem, shoulder, neck, cape, what Mirna is doing, sleeve, and then the hem, and the piece is complete.
The clothing industry is notorious for employing illegal workers. American Apparel itself was forced to fire nearly a third of its workforce, 1,800 employees, after an immigration crackdown in 2009. Priscilla Rios just recently got her green card and is a sewer for the company.
Because I was lucky to get my paperwork in 3 years, but there's so many people that used to work here that had to leave because of the same reason, and they are still struggling every day just to find a decent job.
Rios says she's worried about the dozens of friends and family who work at hidden sweatshops in and around Los Angeles, where workers are often taken advantage of.
And they just do it because they know your status. They know that you work there because you don't have another choice. And if we get the immigration form, those people, we have to do what the law is requiring. And then they won't have, the people over there won't have to be fighting for their rights.
Many in the garment industry want to see a clearer and shorter path to legal status than the current bill provides. Peter Shea is an immigration lawyer who works for American Apparel. He says a shorter path to citizenship would improve conditions in an industry that relies on immigrant labor.
Would rapidly decrease the exploitation of the immigrant communities, and at the same time that you decrease the exploitation, you also decrease the appetite or the desirability of employers to hire undocumented or temporary labor.
We have lost, within the past 3 years, over 5,000 employees in legitimate legal factories.
Ilsa Metchik is head of the California Fashion Association. She says current immigration policy has contributed to a larger underground economy in Los Angeles. The new immigration bill offers a guest worker program for agricultural workers and other laborers, but there's no special carve-out for the garment industry or, says Metchik, industrial workers.
An industrial worker who has been here in this country working legitimately, paying taxes, should be able to have a green card or a work permit to continue working.
Metchik says the industry will suffer if there isn't an easier path for immigrant workers.
You cannot take people out of the street and put them on a sewing machine and ask them to sew your shirt. There is training involved, and that training is expensive. That fabric is $6 or $7 a yard. You're not going to let somebody just play around with it.
Metchik says if the new immigration bill doesn't protect those skilled workers, the industry will lose them, or they'll just go underground. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Culver City.